So this is Nathan Raymond. I am so happy to make this podcast to you guys again. This is a critical time in my life, and basically I am remaking myself and looking to make new friends and connect to people in a new way. And all the people I grew up with, I think they need me to do this too. Even though people might feel that the people they grew up with are people they want to communicate with their whole life. But all the people I grew up with, they're not interested in what I'm doing, and they're doing their own thing. But I really need people, maybe who didn't grow up with me, but now I find them and they find me. So I'm creating a network marketing campaign. And before you think that the reason for this podcast is to recruit you to my network marketing campaign, I really feel that it is more important to just focus on the fact that I'm a person who's advocating network marketing, because this is a recent phenomenon, recent development. And even though people think this is just one way that you can make money, this needs to be something that all of society not only adopts and incorporates on some level into their own life, becoming a network marketer. It is something that governments, universities, schools. See, we could all use this. Now, network marketing can be anything, can be the product. So up to now, if you don't know what network marketing is, I've seen many network marketing campaigns, okay? And I've tried them and I've been part of them. And one of them is Ambit Energy selling electricity. Another one, I Wish You Were Here, which does travel. And when I say travel, we're talking about travel, leisure, fun travel. But I want to use my situation, what I'm doing, which is I'm in Japan, and it's one of those choices that when you grow up in New York and you come out to Japan, there's nobody that really can work with you or is doing that. So I think what we're going to have to do is create some whole new thing, and that's difficult. And right now, the best thing I could do is run with this network marketing, and my whole situation, if another person had it, they'd probably want to, you know, get out of it and do something. Like a person like myself, that would involve probably going home, or, you know, I'd go to Colorado, I'd go to Uruguay, I'd go to somewhere, start again. But I'm married, I have kids, I don't think I should do that. I made decisions and I'm going through it, and it's not going to be easy. So this podcast is another series involved, and right now it's one of those situations where things don't always look hopeful, but I want to just push on and keep being an example and hope that, you know, as long as you stick with the genuine truth of your journey and what you're doing, hopefully I can give people hope that they can be like, you know, even though like me, like you might want to give up, but don't give up and keep going. Even though, I mean, it's not always should you do that, right? But I'm trying to do that because, yes, I first, you know, so it's been really hard for me to express myself even to people and the environment where people are talking with you like it's some kind of a fight, a debate, and instead a new kind of communication where we are helping each other to express ourselves better than we could. You know, we don't want to reject people. We want to be agreeable, give them a space that they can express themselves, but understand that not everybody can do that. I mean, a therapist is like, we need to be therapists. So anyway, this is a therapeutic podcast. I'm a therapeutic person, hoping to connect to people who also want to live their therapy. And we can change ourselves in ways and communicate better, and we could reach higher levels. It's very difficult to sometimes express the simplicity of this in a way that people really understand, that this is something nobody's done, actually. You know, you can talk about it. I love Jordan Peterson. He talks about it. But this is going to be actual thing that people join, so they do it. So this is Nate Raymond. You're going to hear a lot more about me. Nathan Raymond. Okay, actually, the Raymond English Exchange, right, is this exchange where we can exchange ideas, exchange products, even see our network marketing campaigns, and it all makes sense. So when you get with it. So anyway, this is Nate Raymond. I'm gonna have more work and things I show so I can speak on top of reality, okay? Love you. Bye.